Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
We got some already emerging storylines. Now, we'll start with the Tampa Bay Rays. They finally lose a game after going 13-0 to start the season. You and I talked about it last week. I mean, every year the season starts and we kind of just put the Tampa Bay Rays in the corner. And every year they come out and they surprise everybody. This one has been pretty remarkable, I must say.
Yeah, I'm always about the most surprised. I never even have them as a playoff team. They certainly look like one. I understand their schedule to this point has been generally easy. They finally played a quote-unquote good team in the Jays and lost, but still 13-1, very impressive. We are still in April, no guarantees of anything. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Atlanta Braves of 1982, the Brewers of 87 were the previous teams in the modern era to win the first 13, and neither of those teams won the World Series, so no guarantees. They also did lose two pitchers, Zach Eflin on the IL, and obviously, sadly, Jeffrey Springs looked like an ace, also will be on the IL, but I mean, so impressive. At least going into last night, they were out homering the opponents, I think it was 32-6. Homered more than the other team had scored. They've just been dominant. So, my bad once again. Rays are good.
a lot of baseball to be played. So we can't hold it over your head too much because we don't know how this thing's going to shake out. But certainly to start the season, Brandon Lau has been just absolutely terrific on the offensive end. You got a Rosarena coming over from that WBC, he seems to have been carrying it on. And you mentioned it. It almost felt like it was a matter of time, right? The injuries started to pile up, and they lose their first game to a good Toronto team. But nevertheless, 13-0, pretty impressive start.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Really impressive. I mean, you know, I know they played Oakland and Detroit, and, you know, they played some bad teams to this point, but to win 13 straight against major league teams, I mean, I guess somebody could tell you Oakland's not really a major league team, but they do have some major league players. You know, it's very impressive. I wonder, being in Tampa, and this is not a good excuse for me because I'm a so-called expert, they have almost no media coverage, even though that's a mid-sized market. Media coverage. So I think some of their guys, you know, are probably certainly undercovered and probably overlooked. Rosarena, terrific player. I mean, he was incredible in the postseason 2020 and amazing in the WBC. We should think about, at least I should not put you in this, more about some of these guys. Obviously, Wander Franco, terrific talent, right? Lau and several others. They're highly underrated. It's a little bit of an advantage in a way to be in Tampa Bay, I think, because, you know, they don't have any negativity in terms of the media either. And as you saw, a lot of their players have done better in Tampa than after they left. So I think it's a double-edged sword. It's positive, yet it's negative in terms of not getting the publicity that they really deserve.
That's a great point, right? It's one thing to go out, play good baseball at a high level, but when that scrutiny gets turned up on you, not everybody, but certainly not all will react well to it. And so that I think there is a little bit of an advantage there, right? You get to show up to work. Yep. You're not going to be really criticized. First of all, it's not really much to criticize. You won 13 straight at the time, but right. you're not going to be criticized. You're not going to have the pressures of let's say a big time area like watching, you know, as good as they are. No one is going to those games still. Like it's relatively probably the lowest out of all the 30 teams in Major League Baseball. They probably draw the worst year in and year out.
Yeah, consistently, probably. I mean, right now, Oakland is probably the lowest at this moment. But yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
In terms of consistently, they're consistently low. Is that a positive in terms of no pressure? Certainly the media, and this is not a small market. It's not always about the market. St. Louis is focused on baseball. They really cover the sport. You know, I think the three papers that cover the sport right now, like a blanket, to use a cliche, are the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Boston Globe, and the New York Post. You know, there definitely is, you know, in those baseball towns, St. Louis, Boston, New York, probably Cincinnati to a degree, even though that's tied for the smallest market with Milwaukee, a little more scrutiny than there is in Tampa, and it probably helps them in terms of their performance.
Yeah, make no mistake about it. Kevin Cash has these guys playing some really, really, really good
baseball. Good, yeah.